Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. So, Arisha, back when Sydney Sweeney and Glenn Powell were out there promoting our favorite rom-com of all time, Anyone But You. Love it. All people could talk about was their chemistry and their flirting at press events.
I know. Even after, people were still talking about it. It was everywhere. It got me. It got my butt in the seat. And that's saying something.
Yeah. And by people, we mean us. We're still talking about it.
Yep.
We're like, God, I wish they were together.
We're never going to stop.
Yeah. So the rumors about an on-set romance were all over the place, which was interesting because they were both in relationships.
Yeah. But now Glenn is coming clean about what really went down and whether he and Sydney really had the hots for each other, or if they were just trying to sell those tickets.
Mm-hmm. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's the perfect day, Thursday, April 25th.
Don't forget your light jackets. And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Life is full of personal wins, whether it's cleaning your house, getting that dream car, or checking off your to-do list. Winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling home and auto. So give yourself a round of applause. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery. Give me that hot sauce.
So Sydney Sweeney and Glenn Powell are two of Hollywood's biggest rising stars. They are truly everywhere. Sydney made a name for herself with Euphoria, and Glenn co-starred with Tom Cruise in Top Gun Maverick, although the first time I saw him was Scream Queens. And I was like, this kid's got something.
The first time I saw him was Set It Up, that Netflix movie with, was it Lucy Liu?
Yes. Yeah, we just watched
that. And that was when we were, oh, it's like, yeah. And we were talking about how a hairstyle really can transform a person's face.
Yes, definitely. So last year, Glenn and Sydney starred together in the rom-com Anyone But You. And after a slow start at the box office, it ended up raking in $218 million worldwide, similar trajectory to Even the Rich. You know, came out, wasn't a hit.
Slow start, $218 million later.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, Richies, you might remember that before the movie came out, most of the buzz was just speculation about what was happening between Sydney and Glenn off screen. And during the Anyone But You press tour, they were photographed on red carpets, just like gazing into each other's eyes. There was so much chemistry. There were those candid photos taken on set where they looked very cozy together. Remember those shots in the water when they were on vacation?
Oh, I remember. I remember. I was like, is this the film or is this them?
Yeah. So, of course, this sparked a ton of romance rumors. And so did the flirty promo videos like this ASMR one.
If you were an elevator, what button would I have to press to make you go down?
Basement. you want to save water by showering together?
I actually really like this. This is funny. they do have really good chemistry. Like, I watched the whole thing, obviously, but like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, it reminds me of when you're at that stage where you're really into somebody and uh-huh. no matter what they say, you laugh. Where it's like, because it's like, I mean, it's cute, but it's like everything, it's like everything he says, she laughs.
You and I are still at that stage.
Yep. That's absolutely true.
This isn't real laughter. It never is. Just kidding.
That was the first time I really laughed.
Uh-huh.
Feels good.
How'd it feel?
It feels yeah. so good.
Yeah,
oh my
it's
God.
A relief for sure. I hope I get there.
Someday. You'll get there. But at the time that Sydney and Glenn were flirting up a storm in public, they both happened to be in other relationships. Glenn was with Gigi Paris, the model, mm-hmm. and Sydney was engaged to Jonathan DeVito, who was one of the producers of Anyone But You.
Yeah.
Now, Glenn's relationship with Gigi ended during the promotional run for the movie. And at the time, people noticed that Gigi unfollowed Sydney on Instagram, which, of course, only fueled rumors that Glenn and Sydney were knocking boots. Uh-huh. Which, if I broke up with somebody or, like, a relationship ended with somebody and they were in a movie with somebody else,
yeah.
I don't want to see that. Like, we're not together anymore. I don't blame her for not following. It doesn't necessarily mean that something's happening.
Did she unfollow Glenn?
Yeah, I think so.
Or did she just unfollow Sydney?
I actually can't speak to that.
I know.
I'm not one of those basement dwellers that looks at everyone's follow list.
I know. How do I still, I know I say this all the time, but how do people keep up?
I don't know. I mean, I will say, apart from me screenshotting people that you follow and they don't follow you back, that's uh-huh. as much as I do.
Yeah.
And that's just
for myself,
self-preservation.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
But like
yeah.
strangers, who cares?
Right. Yeah.
Anyway, there is no actual proof that Glenn and Sydney did actually get it on. But when the movie came out in December, Glenn did tell The Insider he had a harder time leaning into his on-screen chemistry with Sydney because he and Gigi were breaking up while he was promoting the movie.
Right. So Glenn and Gigi are over, but Sydney is still with her fiancé. And it looks like anyone who is hoping that these two crazy kids would get together in real life is going to be disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I are serious. I remember we were watching this one day after we filmed like 4 seconds of content and gave up. Do you remember this? And we were like eating and watching this movie and I was like, I want them to be together. And you're like, me too. It's like, what are we, 16? Like, what is our problem?
Well, it's about time somebody said it. Yeah, we are 16. We have sleepovers every week. Like, we're 16-year-old girls. It's time to embrace it.
The evidence is stacking up. You're not wrong.
And I do have one of those MASH things for us to play tonight.
That's not MASH. You mean the little thing that you do with your hands?
Yeah, I never know what it's called. I just call it MASH.
That's not MASH. But anyway, in this New York Times article that came out on Tuesday, Glenn admits that both he and Sydney leaned into that chemistry to help play into a fantasy that an audience might have.
Like he was acting?
Yeah, isn't that wild?
I can't believe it. But Glenn says an audience wants what's on the screen off the screen, which, yeah, it's called movies. It's called escapism for a reason.
Yeah.
And he said that in order to successfully sell a rom-com, you need fun and chemistry, and that he and Sydney have a ton of effortless chemistry. I do like that he's talking as if he's the expert on rom-coms. It's like, Glenn, you've been in two. Calm down. Like, you have experience, but let's not talk as if you're, oh, I don't know, Ryan Gosling, the king of rom-coms.
Is Ryan Gosling the king of rom-coms, though? I'm sorry to push back on this. Like, he's the love of my life.
Who do you think is? Tom Hanks?
He's one of them. And we've had this conversation.
I know,
we were like, who is the Mount Rushmore? We can't get into it now, but I don't know
we can't
Ryan
get into
Gosling.
It now. But okay. I'm just saying, Ryan Gosling, fine. He might not be the king of rom-coms. No, he could be the king of rom-coms.
He's the king of romance because of The Notebook.
Yeah, but
rom-com,
Crazy Stupid Love.
I love Crazy Stupid
Love.
Like,
he is good in rom-coms, and he's been in rom-coms. He knows the rom-com game inside and outside. And I just think Glenn is talking as if he's been around doing rom-coms. And it's like, you did a Netflix rom-com, and then you did a feature rom-com, like, outside of Netflix and movies. But that's it. Like, settle down. Like, don't, like,
wow.
You're getting up there. Like, I just don't want you, like, you're getting too big for your britches coming in.
Okay.
All he right, does add, okay. though, that the strategy worked wonderfully. I gotta get that last bullet in.
He did add that, yeah. And side note, I can't wait to see The Fall Guy with Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt. I'm very
so
excited
because he's a rom-com king.
Yeah. But Glenn wasn't wrong. He mm-hmm. does know everything about rom-coms. So the person who's wrong here is Arisha.
No way! I will, when it comes to rom-coms... Don't
here we
come
go.
For me, Glenn.
Don't come for me.
Glenn's trying to fight me right now, and I will take him out. I can't wait till he listens.
So like we said, Anyone But You did make bank at the box office in spite of its mixed reviews. And a huge part of its financial success was Sydney Sweeney herself, who was also one of the producers. And according to the New York Times article, Sydney took her role as producer very seriously, and she was constantly coming up with ideas to try and promote the movie. Sydney is quoted in the article saying, "I was on every call. I was in text group chats. I was probably keeping everybody over at Sony Marketing and Distribution awake at night because I couldn't stop with ideas." Is Sydney a Virgo?
I could see that.
I gotta look it up.
I feel like everybody at Sony really got comfortable with the do not disturb button. Because like that you? Kind of shit is like, yeah.
She is a Virgo. Oh my God. The way that I can like sniff out another Virgo, I love it.
No wonder I don't like her.
Okay.
Just kidding. I'm
like, jealous of her.
But Sydney says she wanted to make sure she and Glenn were actively having a conversation with the audience as they were promoting this film, because at the end of the day, they're the ones who created the entire narrative.
Mm-hmm.
And it eventually paid off.
Yes.
Now, at first, Anyone But You wasn't a huge financial success. It only made $8 million during its opening weekend, which, of course, probably has all the movie executives freaking out.
Yeah.
But after the movie came out, Sydney noticed that some TikTokers were lip-syncing and dancing to the Natasha Bedingfield song Unwritten, which is essentially one of the characters in the movie.
Yeah.
And so Sydney then got busy and began sharing those videos to her 20 million followers on Instagram. And she says, "Before I knew it, I was doing it every single night. It just spiraled into this thing that created a TikTok trend. And that is truly what built the audience."
So she created the trend?
She created TikTok.
I thought she said she saw she created TikTok. Yeah.
Well, she saw it. And I think it was just like her sharing it, like created
the trend more popular.
Yeah. Made it more popular, I guess. Made it a trend.
Right.
And thanks to Sydney, Anyone But You accomplished something pretty unusual. It grew its audience as its run continued.
Mm-hmm.
And as we already mentioned, it grossed over 200 million buckaroos worldwide.
Yeah. So, Arisha,
yeah,
sounds like both Glenn and Sydney did what they had to do to make Anyone But You a success. They didn't say, I mean, Glenn didn't say they didn't have chemistry. They have real chemistry.
They have chemistry, so, yeah, for sure.
But what do you think about all of this?
I'm curious about the timing, because it seemed, because at first I was like, oh, they're trying to do damage control, because there was all of that speculation because she's, you know, engaged.
Yeah.
And now it's just like, well, why talk about it now? And I don't know if they're just, you know, Glenn's trying to gun to get that head on Mount Rushmore of rom-coms. And so he's like paving
he's
the
got
law.
Some time to go, for sure.
But yeah, I mean, I hats off to them, because I fell for it hook, line, and sinker. And I think there is chemistry. I don't think
there
anyone's
is.
Saying there isn't chemistry.
Right.
I just think what he's saying is they leaned into it as opposed to. And I know that can get murky, that I would imagine maybe played a little bit of a part in his breakup, because that would be hard to watch if I was partnered with somebody and they had really good chemistry with another person and their job involved them getting naked on set. Like, that would be hard. That would be very hard.
Yeah. I think for Sydney, like, to be engaged to a producer, he kind of knows the game.
Yeah.
So he was probably more
He's probably
for
like,
it.
Yeah, get in there. Get in there.
You know what good, I think good. Is interesting? The movie that you said, quote, reinvigorated rom-coms, was directed by the director from Friends with Benefits, which is the better rom-com.
Oh, my God. What
so
kind of research
that.
Have you been doing?
Listen, it's my job. I know rom-coms. I think that's the takeaway here.
Okay.
But
first
just something for you to think about.
That movie sucks. We all have bad days. We all have good days.
Okay.
And I said this reinvigorated. I will say, I'm not saying this is the best rom-com ever. I'm just saying.
Of course not.
It awakened something in me that's been lying dormant because Hollywood is not giving me the rom-coms I need.
I know. And they even said they're like, no one's going to learn anything from this. No one's going to keep making rom-coms.
I know.
And that's sad. We need more blockbuster rom-coms.
Yeah, I'm on it. I'm working on it.
Okay. Thank God.
I'll
from Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily. You can follow us on socials at Arisha Skidmore-Williams and at Brooke Ziffrin.
And we're also on video. You can watch our full episodes on YouTube on the Wondery channel.
Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey. Listen to Rich and Daily on Amazon Music or on your Alexa-enabled device. Just ask, Alexa, play the Rich and Daily podcast.
And tell your friends, we've got the hot goss.
When you're committed to raising the standard, you're bound to ruffle some feathers. At Happy Egg, we like to say we farm differently. But in reality, we produce eggs the way people used to, by partnering with local small family farmers who raise our happy hens on 8 or more acres. Because in our opinion, farming shouldn't be complicated. It should be happy. Choose happy with Happy Egg. Visit happyegg.com and look for the yellow carton at a store near you.